at this. Doesn't this just kill you?
What?
All these decorating magazines that show a room that has nothing but one thing in it. I mean, this is an architect's home. He obviously has all the money in the world, and yet in his bedroom he has nothing but a set of levelure blinds and a rolled-up rose-colored sleeping bag. They call it delightfully minimalist. You know what I say? I say it's just a room with a sleeping bag in it, and who'd want it?
I know what you mean. It's like every art museum you go to has that one painting of a big colored dot. I mean, it obviously costs thousands of dollars, and all these artistic rich people ooh and ah over it. But to me, it is just a dot. I'll tell you something else. I've often thought, you know, deep down in their hearts, all those artistic rich people in the cool gray dawn of morning, they know it's just a dot, too.
Do you think?
I do.
Well, maybe you're right.
Sugar Bakers? I'm sorry, Suzanne isn't in. Where is she? Well, may I ask who's calling? Sergeant Cahill, Atlanta Police Department. Well, she's been at her attorney's all morning. Can I take a... All right, I'll tell you call. Thank you.
Police looking for Suzanne?
Yeah, they'd said she knew what it was about.
Well, I don't like the sound of that. And she spent all morning in her attorney's office. I hope she's not in any trouble.
Oh, she probably just forgot to pay her parking tickets again.
No, she'd never do that. Her fine was so big the last time, they told her next time they make her pick up trash at City Hall.
They can't do that, can they? Anthony, can they make you pick up trash at City Hall just for having overdue parking tickets?
I don't know. I guess so. They can make rapists and murderers go to prison and learn how to cook and sew.
Whack.
Just wondering, the police were just calling here looking for Suzanne.
The police, she didn't turn me in again, did she?
Anthony, Suzanne doesn't do that anymore.
Well, I certainly hope not. She sure didn't hesitate when I first came here. I mean, every time there was a police composite sketch of a black man on the news, she turned my name in. You know, that could kind of wear on your nerves after a while.
I think I better just sit down.
Suzanne! Police just called here. Would you like to tell me what's going on?
Well, what is going on is that I just found out this morning I've been financially wiped out, kaput. I've lost everything.
What? How?
My accountant, Reggie Mac Dawson, that's how. The man I trusted for the past 6 years is... What do you say? Absconded with everything I own.
Absconded where?
If I knew that, you think I'd be sitting here? Last sighting of him was in Bimini.
What do you mean sighting? You make it sound like he's traveling with Bigfoot.
No, Charlene. I mean, the police know he went through customs there.
Suzanne, how much money are we talking about here?
Well, for starters, I owe the IRS for the past 3 years. They put one of those lien things on the house and half the stuff in it and cleaned out my bank accounts. I hope you all like this outfit because I'm going to be wearing it for a long, long time. I'll probably have to steal gas station soap and wash it out by hand at night.
Suzanne, don't be ridiculous. You're not going to have to sell off your clothes. I just can't understand how this happened. You haven't been signing blank checks, have you?
Well, yes. But Reggie Mack always told me what they were for, and besides, I trusted him because he also took care of Trudy Wilhoit and the Dillon twins, Bo and Becky. Well, I mean, you can understand that, can't you?
Well, sure, Suzanne.
Of course, Bo and Becky are broke now, too. You want me to share an apartment with them?
Well, Suzanne, I'd never live with twins, or they bond so close, you'd be completely left out.
Charlene, do you mind? I'm sure you can work out something with the IRS. You can get an extension.
No, I can't. My attorney says they turned it down. I can't even write a check for $5.
I just cannot believe that this has happened. Although, I never trusted Reggie Mack. He was always just a little too happy.
Yes, well, now we all know why.
What's that?
Reggie Mack's picture. I have to give it to the police for them to send around.
White guy, huh? Well, I'm certainly glad to see that you're working from a photograph and not a sketch.
Read what he wrote.
Suzanne, may you find the kind of happiness money can't buy. Love, Reggie Mack.
Suzanne, I still say you're jumping the gun here. We can put some money together. We just need a little time.
Julia, 3 years of back taxes? We're going to need more than time. Anyway, I refuse to live in this house with that awful IRS sign on the front lawn. I mean, it's just too humiliating. As far as I'm concerned, they might just as well stick a big billboard out there that says plague or whorehouse.
I don't know. I think I'd stick with impounded.
Earth, is that awful wailing and carrying on? Is that Consuela?
Yes.
Is it your maid?
Yeah, had to let her go. She's not taking it very well. She's been howling like that since this morning.
Well, I'm gonna go in there and tell her to knock it off.
Oh, I wouldn't if I were you.
Why?
Because she threw a sword at me. And she has a whole set. Where do you want this to go? Oh, in that box over there. That's going up for auction. Julia, you remember that lamp? That's the one that Mother used to flick on and off every time she'd catch one of us necking on the front porch.
Yeah, I remember it. I myself never got flicked. You, on the other hand, created a nightly blitzkrieg. Suzanne, it was just a little joke. I was just trying to make you smile.
Nothing can ever make me smile again.
Suzanne, I agree with Julia. I think you ought to hold off on this auction thing. You might be able to survive a lot better than you think.
How?
Well, you'll still be getting something out of your paycheck, and I can teach you how to economize.
Economize? You mean like clip coupons, buy food that doesn't have any labels on it, stand in discount store checkout lines, and pump your own gas?
Yeah, something like that.
I'd rather be dead.
Suzanne, you want to put this globe in the auction box?
No.
Why?
That is the one thing I'm keeping.
Why?
Because it has bimini on it. The one thing keeps me going. Someday I'm going to find Reggie Mack and I'm going to hurt him.
Forget about hurting him. Just get your money back.
Well, I'm going to do that, too. But first, I'll be tying him naked to 4 stakes in the ground, covering him from head to toe with honey. Then I'm going to release thousands of killer bees that have been injected with rabies.
You've given this some thought, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Because I want him to suffer for what he's made me do. Having to get married to someone I don't even love.
Having to get married? Have you lost your mind, Suzanne? What are you talking about now?
Wilmot Oliver.
Wilmot Oliver? This is a person you have been dating for 6 weeks. Why on earth would you want to marry Wilmot Oliver?
Because he asked me.
The man is 150 years old. Plus, he is the meanest man in Atlanta.
Yes, but he's also one of the richest. That's why I've decided to accept.
I guess I'll shove off. Tell Suzanne I put up as many posters of Reggie Mack as I could. These are the ones that were left over.
Well, I'll take them. We might as well put one up here. You never know. Someone might recognize him.
Charlene, I don't want a poster of Reggie Mack Dawson in here. It's enough that I have to hear about him all day long. I don't want to have to look at him, too.
Well, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Oh, by the way, Julia, if you don't want to look at Reggie Mack, don't go into the men's room at the Greyhound bus station. I got him in all 3 stalls.
Right. Thanks for the tip.
Julia, if you don't mind, I think I'll move these flowers over to the coffee table.
I don't know why you'd bother. Wilmot's not going to notice. All he cares about is money.
Now, come on, Julia. We at least have to be civil.
Mary Jo, you've never met the man. He's never said a civil word to anyone in his life.
Why on earth is Suzanne dating him?
Well, you know, where the wealthy are concerned, Suzanne's a groupie. You know that. I suppose it must be amusing to date somebody who has his own jet, his own box at the Kentucky Derby, but marrying him is a whole other thing.
I mean, because of what you were saying about his family?
Well, that's part of it, yes. I mean, here's a person who has 4 children who have never married, never left home, never done anything since the day they were born but squabble over money. Everybody at the country club talks about how they put death threats in each other's pajamas at night.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. These people are hardcore rich. They're just waiting for the old man to die, and in the meanwhile, they maim and mutilate each other.
Now, Julia, you're making that up.
Mary Jo, I'm not making this up. I went to college with Dorothy June. Her brother Everett's only got one eye. And she was the tri-state slingshot champion.
Now, the younger brother, Dexter, wanted to marry, but he got himself, shall we say, clipped in an unfortunate horseshoe tournament accident. This time, Everett was doing the throwing.
You know, that's something you never hear about, a horseshoe tournament accident. What does Dexter do now?
He sings in the choir. I mean, he can really hit those high notes. I'm sure it must be just a coincidence. Nonetheless, you can imagine how thrilled they're going to be with Suzanne cutting into their inheritance.
Knock, knock.
Hello.
Well,
here we are. Wilmot, you remember Julia?
Oh, yes, I've known her forever. For crying out loud, Suzanne, introduce me to the people I don't know.
Well, I was getting to that. Now, don't be so impatient. This is Charlene, our office manager.
Hi.
How do you do, Carlene?
And Mary Jo, one of our decorators.
Hello.
What's that?
I said hello.
Well, hello to you, too.
Wilmot's a little hard of hearing.
Oh, well, what's that?
I said you're a little hard of hearing.
Oh, horse feathers. I am not a little hard of hearing. I am a lot hard of hearing. Well, Roland, let's get this show on the road.
Right-ho.
Oh, everybody, this is Roland. He's Wilmot's attendant.
Hello. Just so thrilled to be here for all these prenuptial festivities.
I just want you to quit acting so cranky. You hear me? Now, I'm going to take you over there and show you our atrium, okay?
All right, then. Well, what are we waiting for? A bus?
Did you hear that? Isn't he cute?
They're great kids, aren't they? And you all must be so excited about the big wedding. I tell you, I just puddle up every time I think about it. You know, they're just so in love and they have so much in common. Like it was meant to be.
Tell me, Roland, is it?
That's right.
Tell me, Roland, how is the family reacting to all this?
Can we talk?
Just between us.
Well, didn't she tell you about last night at dinner?
No.
Well, you could have cut the air with a chainsaw. I mean, it was vicious, with a capital V. You know, lots of silent mouthing behind the old man's back. I couldn't make all of them out, but I did manage to catch money-sucking whore and society-licking bitch. No, it's definitely not going to be pretty.
To marry Wilmot Oliver.
Gee, there must be something we can do to help her.
Hey, how about a telephone?
How about it?
Well, they have them all the time for poor people and sick people. Why not Suzanne? I mean, everybody hates the IRS. I bet we'd get a local station to sponsor. We could call it Help Save Suzanne Sugarbaker. You know, and I could put little donation boxes in the 7-Elevens, maybe with a picture of her on it and one of her tiaras, you know? Just a thought.
Wait a minute. I think I have a more feasible solution.
What?
Why don't we just go down to the IRS and make a plea in Suzanne's behalf ourselves?
What good's that gonna do? They already turned down her appeal.
Maybe she didn't talk to the right person.
Who's the right person?
You know. What's his name? Simpson. I can't believe I didn't think of this before.
Ray Dunn?
Yeah. He's the supervisor, don't you remember? And he happens to love us.
Julia, how can you say he loves us? This is a guy you humiliated in a sushi bar just because he tried to sit with us.
Yes, and when I got audited and he was assigned my case, he threw it all out, didn't he?
Yes, because you were in the right, not because he loves us. Come on, these IRS guys are hardcore. They got widows lying on the floor begging and crying, little trickles of blood running out their mouth. It doesn't affect them.
We'll appeal to the kind of person he is.
But we don't know anything about him.
Yes, we do. We know that he tries to pick up women in bars. He wears a cheap toupee and polyester suits. We'll just make him believe we can relate to that.
We're gonna wear cheap toupees and polyester suit?
No, Charlene. We're gonna win him over playing his game.
Well, Mrs. Sugarbaker, I was very surprised to get your call. After all, your audit was over a year ago, and I haven't seen your name come across my desk since.
Oh, I'm not here on my own behalf.
Well, you're not.
No, and please call me Julia, by the way. These are my girlfriends, Mary Jo, Charlene.
Hi.
Yes, we've met before.
And I believe you also met my sister, Suzanne.
Yes, a full-figured gal, very attractive.
Yes, well, unfortunately, she's fallen on hard times. Look, if I may be perfectly honest, I know this is highly irregular, but we just don't know where else to turn, and it seemed as though our paths were meant to cross, yours and mine. I mean, since that day we first met at Tokyo Gardens, and then later, the coincidence of your auditing me.
Yes, that was a coincidence. And I'll never forget that day in the bar when I introduced myself, and you said, and sometimes late at night, I still hear it reverberating off the walls. Oh, there's no need for introductions, Ray Don. We know who you are. You're the guy who is always wherever women gather or try to be alone. You want to eat with us when we're dining in hotels. You want to know if the book we're reading is any good or if you can keep us company on the plane. And I want to thank you, Ray Don, on behalf of all the women in the world.
Please don't go on. It's far too painful for me. And anyway, I know now that I misjudged you, and the proof of that was that you didn't hold it against me when I was audited, so...
Well, we don't use the IRS vindictively.
Yeah, sure.
Richard, excuse me, I just have to ask you something, although it isn't any of my business. Are you wearing your hair differently?
No, I don't think so. Still there, isn't it?
Yes, it looks different. Well, it really sets off your face. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's just a cheap toupee.
No kidding. Well, I wouldn't have believed that.
Me either.
Who would have guessed?
Would you care for a daiquiri?
We just happened to have these little cocktail cans with us. You know, we were on our way to happy hour. And, you know, the drinks in bars are just exorbitant.
Mary Jo, Mr. Simpson works for the Internal Revenue. I'm sure he wouldn't be interested in having a cocktail with us in his office. Would you, Mr. Simpson?
No.
Yeah, I told you. My sister, Suzanne, remember? It seems that her accountant has absconded with all of her money, and now the IRS has put a lien on everything she owns.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
And the worst part is, she's losing her fantastic indoor swimming pool where she has all these wonderful guy-gal parties in the middle of winter.
And they're open house.
Yes. And I know it isn't relevant to anything, but have you ever done any mixed swimming in December? You know, where you're right at eye level with all this beautiful white snow, but up close, all you can see is steam rising off the winter tans of hard, firm, single bodies.
The winter tans of hard, firm, single bodies. I mean, really, Julia, I am shocked. I didn't even know you had thoughts like that.
Yes, well, I've read a cheap novel or two in my time.
What I understand, Mary Jo, is when are you going to realize you don't drink?
I know I don't drink. I probably only have about 4 cocktails a year.
Yes, and you can't hold any one of them. I mean, every time it's like going around with someone who has their pants on fire.
I said I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm tired of hearing about it, all right?
Well, what'd she do?
She called Ray Don a hairless government weenie.
Only after he turned us down. I didn't like him calling her a full-figured gal.
Suzanne, I hope this is not going to hurt your feelings, but I have something to say. I probably went further for you today than I have ever gone for anyone before in my life. I mean, I flirted and cajoled with a man that I found personally offensive. Not to mention humiliating myself in speech and demeanor and compromising almost every principle by which I live in attempting to socially bribe a representative of the United States government. Now, to me, I think this should be telling you something.
I know, but what? What is it?
That if Mary Jo and Charlene and I are willing to go this far to keep you from marrying Wilmot Oliver, then I think maybe you should give that a little consideration.
Amen.
Well, I have given it some consideration. I mean, it's not like I want to marry Wilmot. These children are so weird. Every time I go over there, they just keep trying to measure me, but they won't tell me why. And then they drew a little chalk outline of a body on the floor of the guest room.
Jackie stuff.
But just don't marry him. I have to.
Oh, come on, Suzanne. You don't have to. I thought you were supposed to be like Scarlett O'Hara. You think Scarlett O'Hara sat around and waited for Rhett Butler to bail her butt out of a sling?
That's right. Scarlett didn't get some man to save Tara for her. She did it herself.
Well, I know, but how can I?
Well, you just can, that's all. Look, you'll sell some of these things off. You won't have to sell everything. I've got some savings. We'll just take it one day at a time.
That's right. Mary Jo and I'll take you shopping. We'll help you figure out those coupons.
You can count on it.
Maybe I could. I just don't know.
Suzanne, do you think Scarlett O'Hara would be saying maybe I could? You know what she'd be doing? She'd be scooping up a piece of this floorboard and saying, as God is my witness, I will never let the IRS take anything of mine again.
You're gonna make me cry. Y'all are too sweet.
Just don't do it. Call it out. Enough is enough.
Oh, all right, I'll do it. Oh, yes,
girl.
Tell him the wedding's off.
We're gonna get through this somehow together.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I think this calls for a celebration.
Celebration? Now where am I going out after the day we've had?
Hey, who said anything about going out? We're party girls. We travel with our own libations. Right?
Right.
And I'll tell you what. The first thing that we're going to do when we get this whole mess straightened out is get ourselves 5 first-class tickets to Bimini.
We are?
Yeah.
Why 5?
Well, we've got to have 1 seat for the Killer Bees.
The Killer Bees!